Yes, today I have Stephen Lubauer.
Yeah.
Yes, and to talk with us at this new space here in Vienna. Where we are here in Vienna?
It's the 6th district. It's in the Webgasse. It's a pretty well location, actually. So in the 6th district, there is like, for example, you have the Marie-Hilfer-Straße, which is a huge shopping street. You have a lot of offices, especially lots of advertisement people's offices and architects. There's also pretty close to us the Kunstbüro, like from Amer Abbas. Then you have, of course, the Haus des Meeres. I don't know if you know it. It's like it's a remain of the Nazi era. There were like huge built out of metal, concrete, huge towers for the anti-air, for
the
protections, bunkers.
Yeah.
And they could not destroy them, so the city decided to do something with them. And on this one, it's really special, not only because it houses the House of the Sea, it is called, so you see like, you have like huge aquariums, but also on top of it, you have a huge art piece. It's from Lawrence Weiner, and it says smashed into pieces in the middle of the night, in the still of the night. These are really like, and you can see it from really far away, like from Schönbrunn, if you're on the Gloriette. So this is all close to this area. Also like Naschmarkt, walking distance, like, I don't know, 15 minutes. Also Museumsquartier at the end of Marie-Hilfer-Straße, where you then also find the Kunsthistorische, so the Art Historic Museum. So it's a pretty good neighborhood, although there are not so many galleries around here, because they're mostly, the gallery scene is mostly located more towards the first district.
Okay, the name of the space is Saprophyte.
Yeah.
Why you made this name?
Actually, when we got this room, or like when we found out that we could use this space for free, like we only have to pay maintenance money, we did not exactly know what to do with it, if we should use it as an atelier, or if we should make a gallery, or then the third thing, if we should make a kind of an experiment with it, like, because we didn't want to be like an off space or like galleries. So like, then at the same time I was reading about postmodernism, and by accident I read something about, I was reading about that John Cage was a fan of mushrooms, or totally devotee to mushrooms, any kind of mushrooms. And so that's how I found this name, Saprophyte, which is not being used now anymore scientifically, but it used to be a name for this kind of groups of mushrooms which are non-parasitic. So, and then I thought this would be a good name, because like we don't want to be parasites in the sense that we like just overtake this room or this space. We want to have a kind of like a more friendly name. So, and then we thought it's pretty cool to have this name to say that we are non-parasitic, and the basis for the fundament for life for those mushrooms is always dead matter. And so we thought this space, we got it for free because the people could not rent it out for a long time. So we thought, okay, maybe we give it to artists, so like there's more social happenings evolving around. So we thought it's a good idea to say this space is dead matter and we revitalize it. So that's how we got the name, and then through that we found this concept of our room, of our space, or of the experiment, which, because through of mushrooms, we were thinking, okay, it grows, somewhere it starts, and then it's getting bigger and bigger, And so we were thinking, what about, because we didn't want to be like this white cube gallery where after every show, like, it's been cleaned up, painted white again. So we thought, what if we try to have art, one artist start, and then to have to not to clean up the room, to leave everything in there, and have to and to have the next artist appropriate the previous work. So then it would become, get into a political context on the one hand, because, like, what do you do with the previous work? Do you destroy it? Do you leave it? Do you transform it? Also the thing of authorship, that you you don't know what's going to happen with your installation, with your art piece, because afterwards you know that someone will have to deal with it. So this we really thought is some great basic ideas, and then we started this experiment. And so far it's like really always changing, and it's really, sometimes it's really tough because you don't expect certain things. You always have this, it's also for us, not only for the artist, that sometimes when you really like exhibitions, and then through the next artist get drastically transformed, it hurts us in our feelings, like, because you get so used to this as a material object, to this idea, so you want to keep it. But this is also a part where we and the artists have to learn to let loose of this materialistic way of seeing it. And yeah, and at the end, it's part of the whole experiment or project.
You said we, and I guess you are not the only one behind Subified. And
yeah, it's
who else?
Yeah, I did it with my girlfriend. She's still studying, like, she's in her last year at the academy, Barbara Capusta. And we started it together because, like, actually she found the space and she managed it that we can get it for free. And yeah, so she usually writes the text for, like, most of the shows. Also, she studied comparatistic literature before she changed to the art department in the Fine Arts Academy. So, yeah, it's also, I think, pretty important, because if you do this alone, it's, at the end, it's quite some work to run a space in a professional way, you know. So we also have to always update our website, put the text online. I usually try to translate them to English, although it's like really, it's pretty much work. So we both also artists, we kind of like sometimes always a step behind of updating all the stuff on the website. But basically, if you go to seprofight.net, you will really get a nice overview of how the experiment evolves, how exhibitions change to the next ones. So it's really nice to work together on this project. Alone it would be too much, I guess.
So you are very new, and when did you start?
We started in October.
Last October.
Last October in 2008.
And so far what you have done here?
So we had, I think now it's the sixth exhibition. We started in the beginning, we started with an architect, a friend of mine, who also studied at the Fine Arts Academy when I was still a student. And he always had the affinity to art. And he did also very seldom, but he did art projects. So I thought it's kind of nice, first of all, to have an architect to put the first layer for the upcoming artist. And second of all, I knew that he very well knows about art, how and what we wanted to do with this space. So what he did, he transformed the space with a hidden wall as a sculpture. So it would look really like, so that he would actually open the space up by closing a small part of the space, because he put up this wall. So this was the first project, and after that performance artists, more she comes more out of the modern dance section. She was more or less on vacation in Vienna. She has been here a couple of times, because through her we also found out that the impulse dance is really an important thing worldwide, which happens in Vienna once a year in Museumsquartier. So her name is Nora Stevens, and she's a Irish New Yorker, or like, I think she grew up in Boston, lived in New York, now she moved to Rio. Yeah, and she did a piece about, it was in between of like how do you say that in English? About space, about how does your body work in space, in a community, plus how do you take over space in the meaning of how do you conquer space. Like, that's why she also built a sculpture. She screened a video of birds, and this she screened on a sculpture what she made, and the sculpture, the screen looked like a flag. So like, if you're on the moon, the first man on the moon, they put up the flag and so on. So this was really interesting also because of bringing into the art scene someone from modern dance section, which actually not really happens that often here. And next thing was then Julia Sayer. She's also an artist, but she works really, let's say, affirmative. So she just deconstructed everything was what was in here, and made a kind of like a painting on a huge canvas which was hanging from the wall. So, and after that came Sonja Leimer, and she used a performance dancer to redo a scene of Blade Runner, plus she also built up a huge sculpture with glass and like fictitious glass, so and so on. Like it's like, so that's how the space slowly transformed, and now it's getting actually, now we're at this stage of where it gets quicker and quicker every new show. In the beginning it was not so clear yet, but now since the last three shows or four shows, it really, you feel that the transformation, that there's an acceleration in the transformation of the space through the art works or like,
Once you mentioned to me that artists made a work here and which could be also remained for the next exhibition.
Yeah.
And how did you work out this idea, and how's the response of the exhibiting artists?
Well, the idea came from this mushroom idea, so that it grows and grows, but you know, you see these mushrooms, it starts and then it's getting bigger and bigger, and there are more mushrooms coming out. So, and but the response of the artist is really actually most of the times, that's I think really interesting experience for them as it is for us, that they have to, first of all, nearly all of them come here, and they come here as they would come into a museum or into a gallery when they are invited, and they have a fixed idea of what kind of artwork they want to show, or like that they want to bring in their artwork. And then they pretty quickly realize that this is not possible here. because it would not work. It would would totally disappear or sink, like so, or vanish, or so like, because their space is pretty difficult and it's pretty strong, and also there is artworks here already existing from the former shows. So then comes the next step where they really figure this out and are like kind of shocked or like get into this state of getting anxious or nervous about the show. And then you like, at the moment it was with all of them like this, then comes this moment where they figure it out and get a certain idea which where they then work on and solve this problem. And the next thing is, but this I think is pretty normal, that we of course try to help them, but also we try to force this discussion between like work, artist, authorship. Who are you? How important is your artwork? How important is the materialistic state of your artwork? How important is it that you really, that your ego comes through? So, and in like, and it's always like different, like, for example, we had now, this show so far is like from a Chilean artist who lives in New York, like Johanna Unzueta, and she had the same pattern, like the pattern which I described now. But because we knew that if she comes here, and she had in mind that she will just bring, that she will bring some sculptures of hers and exhibit them, and then we knew she would only be here for 10 days, so this would be too short, that she would just could just like figure this out, that it will not work, and then reconfigure her work. So we had really long email discussions, and it went really to a level where, you know, during a really strong discussion, a lot of people feel really offended. But they, because of course, if it's an attack or like a critique on your work, a lot of people feel it as a critique of them, of their personality. But which of course one has to really keep apart. So like, but then once we got to this stage where we then told her just like, you know, think big, keep it like as open as possible, come here, blah blah blah, and then she already figured some kind of title out, and she was thinking about shelters, and she sent us some like research material. So, and then this whole tent like installation where we're sitting in right now happened. So this was really also a good way of, or like, but this kind of way where the artists are then really pushed to something what they normally most probably would not do this way if they would exhibit in a gallery, for example. So I think this is part of the experiment and what we wanted, because we didn't want to be an off space or a gallery, so we wanted to try something more experimental. Because where, if not in, you know, usually, yeah, in an off space, you should be able to experiment. So maybe that's the apotheosis or the of an off space, what we try to create here. So, yeah, because if you're in the professional selling gallerist life, you cannot really experiment, or you will not, because it's about economics and you need to sell.
Obviously, you have a lot of space to experiment because you get the space for free, and you also get some support from the city.
Yeah, like we got from the city support for Sonia Leimer's exhibition, and we get government funding, which will like, it's not much, but it is enough so we can pay for all the maintenance and for like material which the artists need, for like the web space, for the printing matter. So it's we can really experiment without having financial problems. That's a really important basis. And we were really happy to get this. Like after the first 3 months, we did not have a grant, like this support yet. But after 3 months, it really started going all really well. So it's really a nice situation.
And but here, as the space of free, obviously, is not for eternity. You know, it's temporary. How long you think you will stay here?
Well, I think me and Barbara were discussing that already. Because first of all, we think that just to keep on like this will not be very interesting. But now we are in this stage where we really know which kind of artists we want to get. And we were having a kind of like a routine. We're pretty quick now in like writing the text, organizing the shows, helping the artists. So we were thinking just to add another year, and we have the confirmation that we can have this space another year to really try to push it, like the experiment a little bit further. And then we plan to make a book about the whole experiment with the artist. And we were also thinking we try now to, like in the next year, to not only have this experiment going on for another year, but to bring also like artist talks into it, so that you really have to get like that you not only like have openings and show the people what can happen, but also to push it into another intellectual level. And I think this is anyhow where it points to. So I think all in all, most probably the most what we build or what we can do is 3 years. And I think after 3 years, it will not make so much sense anymore. We will just have to find anyhow another space, most probably, but also another idea for the experiment. But I also think it will not be that interesting just to keep it up, because then you get into the same wheel or the same routine as a gallery.
But now it's only the first year, so you can still say it's kind of new to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just curious about you two, both practicing artists.
Yes.
And how do you relate your work making the space here, exhibitions with other artists, to your own artistic practice?
That's an interesting question. I think that was also a part of the whole idea that we thought, okay, we don't want to exhibit here as artists ourselves. But on the other hand, we don't want to be these artist curators. So we thought this experiment would be a nice way out of this dilemma or of this thought, to say that this whole experiment at the end, or like also in the continuum during all these different stages, is an artwork by ourselves. So like you could call it a social sculpture a little bit in the means of how Beuys defined his social sculptures. So that's somehow for us also a good reason to put a lot of energy in this project. And of course we will be one day most probably happy to finish it, kind of, and to say, yeah, and this was an artwork by us. this social sculpture. And yeah, I think that's the main point to make.
So, but making an art space like this, even with all these artistic values and ideas, still you said that you apply to the grant, you have to take care of the maintenance, a lot of things which is not directly related to art. And how do you consider that part of the work?
Well, this is, I think nowadays an artist has to do a lot of things which he does not really want to do, or which is totally not related to art. But times have changed and times will always change, so this is just a way these are just like things on the way which everybody has to, not everybody, but which one really has to take also, like, in take into consideration that there are a lot of uninteresting organizational work to do for an artist which is absolutely not related to art. But on the other hand, like, for example, for me, it helps me finding the focus also in my work, because it helps me really through, once you get a routine in doing these works, this organizational, boring work, you really find a way of calming down and really trying to focus and get your work done. So, like, when you can transform that into your artwork, then you, I think one can, for me it is especially, that I can focus much more when I have the time for my artwork, and I know a lot more where I want to go, why I want to go there, how I want to do it. So this is like maybe like kind of way of meditation maybe, or something like this. So yeah, one, because I don't see it like, I think these times are over where you can say, okay, an artist has to be a rowdy, has to get drunk all the time, has to appear on all these parties. Even if there are once in a while artists appearing like this Dash Snow, for example, I think the time of pop art is kind of over. That was 80s, and I don't think it's so interesting after all anymore. If you would just like walk or redo things or ways which have already been. So I think nowadays it's much tougher to be an artist than it most probably. There's a lot more work to do.
As an artist yourself, you are an individual. But now you run an art space. I guess your role or position in the artist community has also some kind of change. Have you realized that?
I don't know. I think not. I did not realize it so much. But I have to say that the longer I'm here in this scene, the more I actually avoid going to all these openings, going to all those artist parties. So I try to focus more on this space, on my work, my own work. So through that, what I realize, I think some people now start taking Barbara and me more serious in the art world, of course, because they see we successfully running this space, and it's different than other spaces, and we kind of do it with an ease. It's like not that we are totally stressed all the time, and we still do our own projects. Yeah, so like And of course, there now it starts that there are like students or young artists coming up asking us to if they can show us their work, etc. But I think this really, that's also, if you can say that, that these things totally, of course, changed. Because you really, with a space like this, you really go outside and the people, they cannot not see it, or like, it is present already, like it works, so people recognize it.
And have you also observed it, making an art spaces in Vienna is something like a generational thing, like young artists who try to make their own space?
Yeah, I think like, especially in the last couple of years, let's say in the last 3 years, a lot of artist spaces opened up, but like always, a lot open up and a lot closed down. But one really sees that there are about 5 to 10 art spaces which are still there and which will survive. And I think it's a really interesting movement because they all show those art spaces which survive show really interesting, not all the time, but nobody does all the time, but interesting artwork which totally can compete with also the big galleries here. So, but we do that with a budget a lot lower than the galleries and our big plus is that we don't have to get involved in this economical thing, not yet, because that's also the thing for the, like, when you ask me how long do we think we can run this, you know, after a while this experiment cannot take all, like, forever, because of course you need money or to survive, to do your own things, and even if you don't lose money in like opening, like running spaces like this, I think at a certain moment there comes this point where you have to decide which way you want to go, and you have to get somehow involved in the economic system. Either you become an institution or you become a gallery. So,
but what are those independent art spaces you like? As you said, there's survive and kind of successful, and would you also consider they could be kind of examples for the development of Sapphire?
I don't know, because we see this Sapphire really as an experiment, and I don't know what will happen in the future, but what I like in general about those art spaces which are still open is that they're really diverse. Like, let's say you have some which really try to go in a way of a gallery, but more like an independent underground gallery, or like independent gallery but connected to international artists, young artists. The other art space, for example, wants to be totally underground and also refuses to get, like, to apply for funding, really wants to keep it like, let's say, these techno movements. Then you have like art spaces run by young curators and directors, or like writers of art magazines. So this is like about the diversity of all these spaces. And when you would look at it from this point of view, I think we really fit in there to bring another, you know, bring an experiment, bring another point of view, and which you actually at the galleries, at the professional galleries, commercial galleries, you don't have any of that. Maybe you can say, okay, this gallery is more focused on painting, the other one is more focused on visual arts. But at the end, there's no really, like, what I think. For me, they are more dead than alive. So I think that's the big plus what we all have. And let's see what happens in the future with all these spaces. And I mean, this is, of course, in Vienna, especially in Austria, a big plus that the government funds a lot of artistic projects, even during the time of the economic crisis. Maybe sometimes even especially because of the crisis. But of course, because the economic, like, I think 80% of Viennese, of the economic income of the city of Vienna is through culture tourism. So that's why, of course, they would be stupid not to put money into culture.
As you said that you got the money from the city, the grant, so far you don't have to worry so much about the economic factors. But how do you see the relationship with of independent organizations with those economy in the arts world, or for example the art market? Would you feel those artists with big gallery representation would not be the artists you like to work with?
I would not say that, because I think every artist has to survive. So, like, I guess every artist who gets the chance to exhibit or in a big gallery will most probably do that. And so for us it's more, I think, especially for Saprophyte, it's more important to find artists who are able to work with space, with installation. So I think we just, like, focus on what can work in this space here. Considering the big art galleries, and I think artists can, of course, be really, like, even superstar artists can, of course, still make good work, but because they have more people who will work for them if they have enough money, so of course can produce more bigger work. It doesn't have to be more interesting work, but still there's a lot of famous artists who still do good work. We will, of course, not get them most probably to do something here, but it's also not so important. But I think one thing is that what I saw in the last couple of years through these independent spaces, there starts also a huge networking of, like, artists. Like, artists also start networking themselves. They don't need a manager to do that for them, because they learned how to organize their own spaces, their own stuff, their own exhibitions. So through that, definitely something changed. I don't know which way it will go, because on the one hand, once they, through all this networking and the independent art spaces, those artists are linked to these spaces through the internet. They will go to different places, different countries to exhibit, but on a really usually low budget level, or like very often government funded. So there's a whole scene created, which I don't know how long this scene can, or where this scene will go. Will it go at the end? That I think it has to, at the end, somehow go into also independent economic sector, and then they will be, the whole thing will transform into that what, or to a next level of that what has happened so far to the galleries, to like the, let's say the commercial galleries, because somewhere you need the money to do make all these things happen. So, and I don't, that's what I still don't know, or what I have to figure out, what will, how positive is that for the artists themselves? Like, are they getting less interesting for a commercial gallery because they create their own networks? If, then, so they, then they're not getting supported by the commercial galleries. So they will have to find different ways to make their living and make their, produce their artworks. So they get it through government funding. Do they get it from government funding from all these, in all the countries? Most probably not. So like, this is, but this is the interesting future where all these networking and independentness will lead to.
And for the space here, yeah, you said that mainly you like to see how artists, art could really experiment with the space here. Are there also other particular issues you like to explore within this context?
Yeah, like what I was thinking also before, because we mentioned these other off spaces or art spaces, that in some way, me myself as an artist, I was also in, I guess, in always kind of like on the fringe of different groups. So, and I always was curious about what other groups are interested in, what, let's say, I was never really dedicated to some kind of music. I would love to go to a rap concert, but I would also love to go to a drum and bass concert or a party, or like to house music party. The same in the art world. So like, but what it seems is in all these places that the art scene is split up in lots of different smaller groups and cliques, which will more or less stay within their groups. So what we try here also is to always to choose artists from all these different kinds of groups in this art scene here in Vienna. And we hope that at some point we manage it that we, like, because at the moment we have, let's say, a crowd of the regular people who always come, who like live near, close by, or like are friends of ours. And then there's always, depending on the artist, a different scene which comes to the openings. And this is kind of interesting, or like this shows that it's really a totally distinction between the different groups. And our goal is to mix it up, to really have it more, yeah, mixed in, because it's more about it. Yeah, it's about society and about the, about information exchange. So like, the art scene itself is anyhow that so small. So I think it's really more interesting to mix the people up, the different groups, to get different points of view, views, so you can develop in a...
You have already mentioned that you showed a few artists from New York or other places. And how do you see artists from other places could somehow, as you said, that engaging the Viennese art scene?
Because this would be like in a bigger way someone coming from outside into this scene. So like it's always a new input. Also the other way around, because I think the Viennese art scene is really special and has a really special way of thinking or of producing works. So yeah, this is just like another or more different input, because we hear, even if there's some like in the scene, everybody or most of the people know each other's work after a while if you're long enough in the scene. So that's really important to get new input. That's why I also think it's important to sometimes get input from, let's say, from the theater or from modern dance or from electronic music, whatever, movies. So, because without input you cannot progress.
I'm not familiar with the art scene here, but would you mean the art world here is actually very open and receptive, so if you introduce artists from other places here, they would see them?
Yes and no, but yeah, I think so. That there's also a saying here that once you arrive somewhere as a foreigner, you have the bonus of the foreign, of the alien. And that's, of course, true. That's like, you don't have to travel to get this kind of input. That's kind of like really convenient way to get to know different people and their ways, their thoughts, their cultural ways of seeing things. So I think they're most probably they're even more accepted than the Viennese artists themselves. It's like in Vienna, there's also, or like in Austria, a lot of people, or like there's also like these sayings. We say if you make it in Vienna, you make it everywhere. But also, if you get famous outside of Austria, they will love you. They will hate you as long as you're here and try to get famous. But once you made it outside in the big wide world, then they will love you and then they want you back.
Okay. So I know you are taking off for 6 months residence in Los Angeles soon, like in
October.
October. So how could you deal with this phase?
Well, we planned the whole year through already, so we know exactly what we will do from October to December. So I will still be here for the next show, which we will have in the beginning of October, and then Barbara will have to deal herself with the upcoming two more shows, but via email and Skype we will anyhow be connected, and then she will also visit me in December. So, but the big plus is of this going to this stage in Los Angeles is that I will get to know more art, new art spaces, new artists, new people. So we will see what will happen. But so far we will I think we can handle this. We are already having quite a good routine on working here. So, and there's always enough people to help out, friends, other artists. So this is not so much of a problem. Of course, it's not so much of my problem at the moment. But no, I think it's kind of like easy, or it will not be too tough to for Barbara to handle those 3 months or like 6 months. Yeah, we will have to have also shows in January, in March. But this is anyhow in actually the season here starts in October for the artists, and then December is usually only on the beginning of December you have a show, and then there is it's all the things are crazy for Christmas, for New Year's. Then some galleries have a show at the middle of end of January. Then in February everybody leaves for Christmas for winter holidays again. So actually it's although I'm away for 6 months, it's not really 6 months of for this space, because there will be a lot of holidays here.
But for sure, Sepulfide will still here in Vienna at least until 2010, the end of 2010.
Yes, yes.
So people can still come to see it.
Of course.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
No problem.